I have the Venus Mars Project in the studio with me right now. How you guys doing?
Hey, we're
good. How you doing? Thanks for having us.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure, yes. You guys, you know, we're on WBZ, right? You did WBZ.
Yeah. We were just on with our friend Jordan Rich a couple weeks ago, and we're just, we're fairly new project right now, just getting things going. I don't know if you've seen our video yet for our song, Hands of Time.
Sure.
And that was our first song. We're actually working on our second song right now, hoping to have it out by March.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
What are your intentions as far as, are you going to do like an EP release, or are you going for the full album?
I think right now we're finding that perhaps releasing singles pretty frequently is the route to go, and having videos kind of follow them and just see what happens. We're kind of just throwing it out there.
It's a practical approach these days instead of investing lots of money in recording time. I mean, yeah, you're doing the right thing, I think.
We feel like it is.
Yeah,
so absolutely. Far,
yeah. You know, there's no, you know, I mean, feel free to release a double album with, you know.
Well, we were going to do a double live album, you know.
Oh, you were? All right.
Yeah, in June.
Are you really?
It feels
no,
right.
Okay. Not yet. Not
See,
yet.
I fell for it.
We're just, like I said, we're just starting getting this thing going and everything.
Okay.
So, but, you know. But one of our the thing about our project is we're trying to bring together the pop and the rock worlds, because you know the rock world's very edgy, unpredictable. You get the pop side of things that's more like, you know, more put together, glossier, and we're trying to do that with
sure.
this thing.
What kind of like when you mention pop, like what kind of bands come to mind, or in particular artists come to mind that influence you? And you know, if you were to separate, as you say, the rock and the pop world.
Sure. Jason, what do you think?
I mean, between Peter and I, we've come from very different musical worlds. I mean, I grew up on a lot of theater, a lot of pop music, like Kiss 108 style, you know.
Sure,
like Beyonce, Christina Aguilera, all that.
All right.
And Alicia Keys,
I grew up on the Stones, the Beatles, and that stuff, but also Kiss and some of those
more of a classic rock.
Classic rock,
yeah.
But, you know, I always loved the 80s stuff, too. That's a big part of the stuff that I'm into.
So we're pretty much trying to meld our two favorite musical genres. Like, I've always wanted to do a little bit more rock. He's always wanted to be a little more pop. So when we met and we decided to do a project together, we're like, let's just get into each other's worlds and create something that is true to us and learn from each other, and like just come out with something that's fun, that's what we're feeling, and hopefully other people will feel it too.
Hence the name, because a lot of people go, oh, it's because she's a girl and you're a guy, you're calling it Venus Mars. That's actually not why. We're calling it that because of the two different musical worlds bringing those things together.
All right, because I was going to ask that. I mean, a typical question, Venus Mars, boy, girl.
Exactly.
Had nothing to do with that.
No, absolutely not. And we actually met over a project that we did about a year and a half ago called Scary Mary and the Audio Corset.
I was reading about that.
Yeah.
It was a very, very unique project.
So you guys met in theater.
Yeah, doing rock musical theater.
Yeah, exactly. So when we met, we started talking about our lives and experiences in the music industry, and we were like, we should start something, and that's how this all kind of came about for us.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so theater background.
Yeah.
As far as music, playing music, what's the background? Was it something that you'd never anticipated in pursuing?
Actually,
at some point.
Well, for me, I mean, I've always wanted to be a singer, an actor, an artist of, you know, any kind that I could get my hands on since I was a little kid.
Right.
So I did some pop R&B stuff for a while. I was in a group called Jada, actually, for quite a bit. And we got to tour and do, you know, a whole bunch of stuff. So I've always been in music and always loved it and knew that I wanted to do it for my life, regardless of which project I ended up going all the way with.
Right.
So, and you know, Peter, the same thing.
I grew up and you know, originally started playing to like my mirror in my room, trying, you know, just pretending the stage was there and everything, and just really honed my craft of songwriting, production, and all that stuff growing up. And I ended up in the Robbie Rhodes Steamer band for 3 years.
Did you really?
I was the lead guitarist.
No, all right. Robbie Rhodes Steamer.
Yeah, I was in that band. And,
there you go.
And then I'm currently now doing a thing with Britannica, which is just a British rock cover band, and we just play around and stuff like that. But we're 100% focused on what we're doing right now with the Smiles Project.
You know, not to get off the subject here, but just real quick, is Robbie still out and about, or
I haven't talked with him in a long time,
really,
honestly, so I really have no idea.
I remember he did some promo for The Dig in the past. He was on the cover.
He's a character, you know.
He sure as hell is.
That's I think you have to be in this industry.
Yeah, exactly.
Some kind of character.
You know, I cut my teeth in that band, man.
No, that's good.
That was you know, it was a good experience, and but we've, you know, everybody kind of goes their own ways with everything. You know?
And in the same sense, it was a theatrical, you know, I mean, it was comedy, but, you know.
That's what it is. It, you know, we write songs that are more like thought-provoking. With our song Hands of Time, we were talking, we get into a room and we sit and write together, and we're like, oh, we want to have a song about this or about this.
Usually it comes from however our day is going. We just
exactly
talk. You know, a lot. That's another thing that's unique about us. Like, guys and girls, they don't usually, like, communicate a lot, but we communicate right. So much. So we're like, oh, my God, we've got enough songs for the next 35 years.
You do.
Crank them out.
We're working on the next one right now, but this one, when we did with Hands of Time, was about how, you know, everybody's so on the phone and distracted by the time, yeah. Pretty much, that you don't take these things in. And
you don't live in the moment as much.
Yeah, you go on vacation, for example. Our lives are run by technology. You go on vacation, and you take these pictures. You take a gazillion pictures, and you get home, and you look at it. But did you take that whole scene in? Did you?
Yeah. So when you guys you have an idea for like to write songs, are you're pulling from actual like
life experience,
personal beliefs,
yeah.
Experiences,
right.
Making a statement about it.
Yeah, well,
that's good.
And you know, we're not trying to be. We don't want to be. We're not preachy or anything like that. We're just making observations about what we are dealing with in our everyday lives.
Well, I mean, essentially, it's writing. I mean, I've asked some other bands, you know, like, I know no one likes to ask, like, what's your song mean and what's your lyrics about?
It has to mean something.
Right.
Even if it means nothing, but, it has to come from somewhere.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Even when I was, like, writing about music as a journalist, like, I've always was like, all right, you know, I want to know that question, but I feel like a jerk asking it because it's like,
don't feel like a jerk.
You know? No.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
It's important.
Well, you know, and if I just came across your music, I just met you for the first time, I mean, chances are the questions are going to be a little bit more on the elementary side, right?
Sure.
Sure.
Right?
But with that said, you said, you know, the boy and girl, which has nothing to do with the name of the band.
No.
However, you know, you've played in a lot of bands. You've performed and played with other people.
Yep.
How does coming together to get, you know, together, you two, particularly, that chemistry of male and female, how does it, like, counteract with each other in terms of performing, writing music, etc.?
Well, you know, I think what we have together is really interesting because people are like, oh, are you a couple? We're like, no, we just vibe really well together musically. It's like we're musically right. Dating because we hit it off so quickly. And when we were doing the Scary Mary and the Audio Corset show, which is actually a reoccurring thing now, it's something that we're going to be doing every year,
yep.
we have this energy together that was just like, oh my God, you're bringing out what I feel is the best in me, and I can see that I think I'm bringing out something in you, and I feel like we're so passionate about what we do and so excited to
right.
Do it,
we
that
love it.
It just naturally happens.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And it's been funny because on both of our sides, our fans and friends of ours have all been so positive in what they've told us about what they've seen with this so far, and we're just so excited, we're so like giddy to get the next thing out, you know.
Yeah.
we're just working on it, but it takes time. We have to do the writing part of it and then go into pre-production. What do we want to hear with what we're doing?
Sure.
And so it's
a process.
Well, within that, do you guys do the production yourself?
Pre-production, yes. I mean, Pete's good at the production stuff. I kind of sit there and go, I like how that sounds. I like how that sounds. And we write together all the time.
We write together.
Yeah, yeah.
We sit in a room together. We'll turn out a song. And then after that, we went into the studio. We recorded over at Mixed Emotions Music, Kenny Lewis studio.
Mm-hmm.
And he did the production, audio production on that and everything. And then the next thing was the video, who was a friend of Jason's. The director. His name is Ben Consoli of BC Media Productions, and he's been doing his own thing. He's been doing some podcasts and stuff like that. It was his actual first music video for what we did with Hands of Time, and he caught our vision. He was also a musician at one time,
yep.
In the scene, I believe.
Violet
too.
Nine, actually.
Violet Nine,
that
yeah.
Was his band.
And he knew what to do with the vision of it, and he just knocked it out of the park as well with what we wanted to see.
Right.
We were just like the black and white thing. And he knew when we told him about the song and what we were writing about, it's just, you know, you have to have those people in your life.
We're getting
and
a good
in,
team
your
together.
Art. Yeah. We have a team of great people.
People that get each other. And,
yeah.
Yeah. If you don't, then you're kind of gasping for air.
Oh, seriously.
Well, it's a team effort. You have to have people that are, you know, in line with what you're doing,
sure,
but
yeah,
also have people that are really passionate about what they do, mm-hmm. because they're going to bring their A game to anything. Like, we're
yeah.
passionate about the music end mm-hmm. of things and
right.
the writing, and we get excited about it. We'll get in a room and we're like, oh, how did this happen? You know, and it's so much fun for us. That's the thing. And then get the team around it, and it's just,
It's like a big
party. It
takes
on its own thing. It's a big party for us, you know, and that's, we want to have fun doing this, and we, you know, again, we appreciate you having us on.
Absolutely.
You know,
yeah.
Well, it's better. I mean, I enjoy, I don't know. I just going on earlier about like some of the bands that, you know, that I like personally in Boston, but I can't even get in touch with them, and, you know,
that's hard.
They drive me to drink. I don't want to listen to music
anymore. Don't do that. I'm not going to your shows. Well, it's hard because, you know,
we'll talk to you. You can come to our shows.
That's right. Come to our shows.
No, it's there's something to be said about people embracing their, what they're doing, getting excited about it, and supporting another medium, and, you know, vice versa. But I mean, you know, my woes aside, are you both Boston based?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're pretty much grew up. I mean, we're up in the North Shore area, right? Where we grew up. And
I got to ask you. You brought up your last name at the beginning, and you said your last name is Tintindo.
That's correct.
I have family.
Uh-oh. Don't tell me we're related.
Cousins.
Are we related?
I don't know. I don't know how old you are, but
29.
You know, we might be related.
Oh my God.
Let's figure
Keep
this
it
out.
In the family. No.
Tintindo. So you know a Tintindo, then?
I know a lot of my father's cousin.
Really?
I can't really give my last name.
That's okay.
Tell him off.
We'll talk later. We'll talk later.
Yeah, we'll talk later. Yeah.
Right. Trace the tree of the family.
Yeah, maybe we're not related. Maybe it just happens to be that you and I are both Italian.
That's what it is. It's an Italian thing. That's all. We just connect on that level, on a more personal level here, you know?
You know,
it feels real.
Is there anything aside from music influence and all that that, you know, that inspires or, better yet, fuels your songwriting, creative direction?
Coffee.
Coffee. I don't drink coffee.
Substance.
The coffee substance.
Yeah. You
know, rock and roll.
Yeah.
Coffee. Rock and roll coffee. And, you know, it's funny. I find during the day, I think she does the same way, too, is she'll have something and she'll hum a melody into the phone and she'll just have something that can easily...
It comes to you somehow.
Yeah, and it can easily go. Like, I'll be sitting around, I'll just be like, hear this melody in my head, and I'll try to recapture it when I can. And I wouldn't, it's funny, I don't know sometimes what might capture it. Maybe a feeling, you might be feeling down that day, or feeling really happy that day, or, you know, it's so funny. It can come from really anywhere. You can be sitting in an instrument, like, which we've done as well, like, and the sound of it just comes to you, like, the song will just come to you, the melodies and the rhythms, and... It's amazing. It's one of the most amazing things to be as a musician,
Yeah.
You know, because it's something you can't explain, you know?
Or in the shower, or in a weird place where you have no way of recording it. You're like, oh, I hope I don't lose this. And then you just keep singing it and singing and singing until you get to a place where you can actually, like, pick up something and record it.
Unconventional areas and, you know, places that challenge you, you know, to capture that moment.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Weird.
Yeah.
And, yeah, that's the best thing about it. It's a human thing, I guess, you know, wherever it comes to you from. You know?
Well, we're gonna play your song, Hands of Time, your current single.
Thanks.
Thank you.
And we'll play that, and then we'll come back with the Venus Mars Project, talk a little bit more, so stick around. This is Hands of Time.
Still this moment, instead of watching the world explode. Hey, this is Chris Ferrone, the news and features editor at Dig Boston. You got to pick up the Dig this week. We got a special Valentine's Day issue. We're looking back.
Because we can't get enough of your love, baby.
That would be Dig Boston staff writer Sean Maloney and he...
A.K.A. Barry White.
And I looked into, you know, the history of STDs, criminal arrests regarding sex and love. What else?
A dude that fucked a goat.
All that kind of stuff. Check it out. Dig Boston. Online. On the streets. Valentine's Day issue. Very special.
Hello, musicians. If you want a rehearsal space in Boston, Cambridge, Ulston, or Brighton, check out the Sound Museum. Our premier community of musicians is growing every day. We will not be undersold. For info, contact soundmuseum.net or call 617-775-4009. Again, that's soundmuseum.net or call 617-775-4009. At the Sound Museum, you play as loud as you want.
This is Dig Radio.
Hey, welcome back to the Boston Music Collective. We are here with the Venus Mars Project. That is Jason Tremblay and Peter Tintindo.
I like the accent on that.
Actually, my cousin out in California, they speak, his mother's Argentinian, so they actually do pronounce it with Tintindo.
Right,
like
because,
that.
Yeah, Argentina, a huge settlement of Italians.
Sure. Yep. You know what's funny about it is that when I was in my Spanish classes growing up in school, and they would always tell me my dialect was good and stuff. They're like, oh, you know how to, you have the roll on the tongue and everything. I was like, oh, thanks. I didn't know. You know, I was like...
I was just imitating what I've heard. Yeah,
that's it. Tintindo, that's it.
So Hands of Time, we just heard that song.
Yeah.
How did that... I mean, you kind of explained how the band came together, and you explained what that song is about, but since we just heard it, why don't we talk a little bit more about the theme behind that song? Everyone's got, you know, they've got their face buried on some sort of screen.
Mm. Sure.
Right?
Sure.
All day long.
Well, everybody's, you know, you got to see what time it is. They're always looking like, oh, I got to be here at this time. And we have all these devices in front of us nowadays that
telling
are
telling us where to go, what to do, and how to do it. And it's like overstimulation city.
Who to date.
Yeah.
Who to date. Yeah. Even on the phone.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
But that's kind of what brought it out, I guess.
Yeah.
We were, from just our experiences, we just started talking about it. And it just happened, like with the song,
yeah,
writing it. And we were just like, oh, let's you know, we try to relate it to imagery. And in our case, we use the hourglass at the beginning,
all
in
right,
the first verse.
Yeah.
And it's in the video. So, you know, we try to take all those images and relate it to something that you know, it's just a...
symbol.
It's a symbol, yeah.
Yeah.
It's
very,
a symbol.
Very symbolic of that.
Yeah.
Now, with the next song that you're writing...
Sure.
Is it a lighter theme, or where are you going with the next song? Can you talk about the next song?
Oh, yes, we can.
Sure. All right, what's
it called? It's called Jump In, actually, and we wrote it about how there's so many things trying to keep you from maybe achieving a dream that you have or an idea that you have, and, you know, you live the regular life and you do your thing, and you're really, sometimes you just want to, sometimes you're like, I wish I had the courage to just go and do this and just jump in and do
exactly
it and not think about it, and... that was one of the conversations that Pete and I had one day, and we're
right,
like, you know, let's write a song about this. Like, it's real to us. Like, let's encourage people to just go for it instead of being scared or feeling the pressures from the outside world to not do it. There's a million reasons
right
why you shouldn't do something,
sure,
but
right,
there's reasons why you should, and it makes you feel more alive every time you take another, like, potentially dangerous step or something that's adventurous or something that scares you, and just jump in.
That's how I find, I mean, one of the biggest things is that if you overcome those hurdles in your life, if you there's something you're afraid of or something and you face that fear, you're either going to decide you don't like it or it's going to help you grow as a person. That was one of the best things about what we're doing with this song, what we're really excited about.
Yeah. Oh, that's.
I was like, who's coming in?
That's the local narc. She comes on at the end of the show and tries to scare me with all this crazy underground music.
Doesn't sound very good.
She's a good narc. She knocks,
oh,
on,
okay,
all the, knocks on all those naughty bands.
That's
doing
fun.
Good things.
That's
all
right.
So, you know, real quick before we end here, I do want to say when you first came on to talk about like how the styles and whatnot, I mean, I've heard the song
sure
before, but just after you explained it with some of the artists that you mentioned like Beyonce and some of the current top 40,
yeah,
right, as opposed to the rock, it does fit together like that. I mean,
yeah,
I certainly,
oh, thank you. Yeah.
I could
thanks
hear that. I mean, I'm not even going to try. to explain what I was hearing in terms of like what it's reminiscent of. Let's just leave it at that. It sounds like the Venus Mars project.
Thank you so much. That's what we're going for.
Yep. Comparisons are cheap.
No, absolutely. And you know, we just want to let everybody know if they're interested in following us, we're on Twitter and Facebook under Venus Mars Project, and our website is venusmarsproject.com. They can check us out there, and there's all sorts of fun stuff we're always posting. We have certain days we do certain things with the Facebook page and on Twitter and stuff. So.
Sure.
We're having fun. We want you to come have fun with us.
Yeah, come have fun with us.
Any type of, you know, are you gearing up for any type or anticipating playing any types of shows or doing any type of performance anytime soon? Doesn't have to be in the very near future.
Probably the summer, I would say.
Cool. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Absolutely.
I think by then, you know, you're welcome to come back on and talk about what you got going on at
Thank
that point
you.
Too.
Thank
so
you.